As the president prepared to head off for his vacation, the U.S. Senate began its seventh-inning stretch. Before leaving, they approved a massive energy bill, but it wasn't the energy bill the Republican-run Senate had been debating all week. Instead, GOP leaders resurrected and approved an older version passed last year when Democrats were in control. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
4 days ago, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist warned colleagues the Senate would stay in session until an energy bill facing nearly 400 amendments got finished. Things did not move swiftly, though, and the mood in the chamber got downright nasty when Frist stopped work on the energy bill to hold votes on three judicial nominees being filibustered by Democrats. By yesterday morning, even Frist admitted finishing the bill this week seemed impossible. Then Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle made this novel suggestion on the Senate floor.
If our Republican colleagues really wanted to get a bill, what would have been wrong with taking a bill that 88 of us voted for last year and starting with that?
And to the surprise of many, Frist took Daschle up on his offer.
Let's do that. Let's pass that bill if it is the great bill that he says, and I think we would be willing to do that.
And so Republicans set aside the bill they'd spent weeks drafting, and the chamber voted 84-14 to approve last year's Democratic bill. It will now have to be reconciled with the House version by a conference committee run by Republican Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico. Last night, Domenici told reporters they might expect him to be angry that his own bill was replaced by the Democrats' version.
But the reason that I'm happy is because I'll be rewriting that bill. It's up to us to write the bill. We're in the majority. We'll write a completely different bill, at least a substantially different bill than the one that was passed last year. A lot more production, a lot more research in it, a lot more nuclear and other kinds of energy.
Republicans insist Daschle was bluffing when he offered the old bill and that they called his bluff. Democrats say nobody lost and nobody won. Still, Mark Dayton of Minnesota reminded his colleagues today of words spoken a century ago.
Former chaplain of the Senate, Dr. Edward Everett Hale, was right when he was asked if he prayed for the senators. No, the Senate chaplain replied, "I look at the senators and pray for the country."
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.